The city school district has over 30,000 students, but there are some parents who fail to engage in their child's education.
A lot of our parents have had very troubling times when it comes to education themselves. So they're very apprehensive to become engaged because I think they reflect on their past experiences.
Heath Frisch is director of parent and family engagement. Over the last several years, the district has been working to implement programs and partnerships to reach parents. One of those efforts was the implementation of the National Network of Partnerships for Schools. All city schools are encouraged to become members.
And that's a great resource for best practices, one-on-one guidance and direction from successful individuals when it comes to parent involvement and parent engagement in districts throughout the country.
Another very important way the district is working to engage its parents is through school-based management teams. Each school has a team comprised of teachers, administrators, and parents. Some schools even include community members and students. It's all part of the district's overall school improvement plan. These teams meet monthly and work to design plans for student improvement. And Frisch noted that another unique program includes parent facilitators at each city school.
They work with administration, they work with district officials to assist us in our parent involvement and parent engagement initiatives.
How do you engage a parent that perhaps is a teenager themselves?
We absolutely have a number of students that are parenting teens. And through our Office of Health-Related Services, we have a program that reaches out to parents that are either pregnant or parenting teens. And they have a very aggressive program to work with those students, with those parents, and engage them and ensure that they are not only engaged as students, but engaged as parents also.
The district also works with several parent groups. Most vocal, the District Parent Coordinating Council. A newer group is called the Buffalo PTO. CPAC works with parents of students with disabilities, and the district is now in the process of forming a multilingual education committee. One of the groups the district struggles to reach is parents who don't speak English.
At most district events, we do also bring in oral interpreters, and they provide that service for parents who may not understand and may not have that skill in English as of yet. There are also some other things we're looking to do. Is number one, we want to partner with some local colleges and offer opportunities where some of our multilingual parents can learn how to be translators, number one, and number two, also identify ways in which we can overcome that barrier.
The district is also providing a great amount of assistance to school principals on how to engage parents. And this works well in identifying students living in some of the most difficult conditions.
And when we encounter an issue where a child might be parentless, relationships are built with that student at the school level. And I think the best thing that schools do is to understand the child outside of school. Because while academics is so important, there is a socio-emotional component as well, and principals are learning how valuable that is, and so many are acting on building that relationship with that individual student.
Now, for parents who are heavily involved in their child's school life, they are encouraged to help the district in outreach, searching for those hard-to-find parents and spreading great information that will help in a child's academic success. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.